Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And it is such a pleasure to be with you this morning. I thank God, as always, for the opportunity to be with you, to share with you, to listen to you heart to heart every Saturday morning. I am also the pastor of New Vision for Life Ministries, and we always welcome you to come by and join us on Sunday mornings. To God be the glory. And good morning to my beloved co-host. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning. This is your co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. I'm happy to be here, be alive, and be healthy. Amen.
And yes, ma'am, with all the stuff that's going around with the coronavirus, yes, let us all be thankful that we are here, alive, and healthy. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So good morning, of course, to my beloved, listen, I may as well call all of y'all toast, and because the ones that I mentioned, you're here every single week. God bless you. God bless you. But good morning to Joyce, our longest standing listener. God bless you, woman of God. And to your daughter, Tamika, God bless you. God bless you. Love you both more than I can tell you. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Praise be unto God. To Prophetess Kim, good morning. To Prophet and Songbird Crawford, good morning. To Michelle Stevens, good morning. To Teresa, let me say good morning to Teresa. Teresa Duval. Now, she is my longest standing friend. We have been friends since we were 12 years old, and she doesn't call in to listen. She listens on her computer. So I never see her number up here, you know, but after the show, she always lets me know, you know, what her thoughts were of the show, how she enjoyed it, et cetera, et cetera. And every time I see her text, I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot to say good morning to her. But this morning, Teresa, I did not forget. Good morning to you, beloved. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago, to Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Good morning. Prophetess Dorn, good morning to you, beloved. And listen, I know there's so many more of you that listen to us every single week. I know that, and I thank you. And listen, because of you, this is why this show has continued to go on for years. Good morning to all of you. Some of you may be listening exactly the way that Teresa does via your computer, and I don't see your numbers. Some of you may be listening. I may see your numbers but don't know your names. But so here is where I say good morning to each and every one of you. Always a pleasure, always. And, of course, to awesome Deacon Thomas Farr, good morning to the man of God who once, was my guest host, amen. And, you know, he was the one that got me started in television, yes. He was the one that got me started in television, and I helped him to get started in the radio. And so now he has his own show, Issues Christian Men Talk. And I do encourage you to join him on Mondays and Thursdays and Saturdays. But go to Facebook and look up Issues in Men Talk and find out the dates and the time, the days and the time his show is broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. And trust me, you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. So good morning to each and every one of you. And beloved, is there someone you'd like to give a shout out to?
Yes, good morning. I want to say, well, a shout out to our callers. Again, we appreciate you. Yes, we really do appreciate you, your time that you take to spend on this line with us. You may have had a busy week, but you still decided to call in this morning, and we do truly appreciate you for that. And we just pray that the information that we share is really blessing your heart, because that is what our mission is to do, is just, you know, make God famous and also present information that can help others grow and share with other people. So we don't take this, you know, what God has placed in us to do, we don't take it lightly. And we just want to thank him for choosing us to do this. We just want to say thank you to, you know, our Father in heaven for choosing us and trusting us on this level, because this platform is designed especially for him. And so we just thank him for everything that he's doing, and we thank him for even what he's doing in your lives. We may not know, you know, what you've been through or going through, but we know that we serve a great and mighty God, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So we just want to give him glory and just lift him up and thank him for all that he has done. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. And before we open, let's open in prayer, and then I can make the statement that I wanted to make. Okay, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is your excited daughter, Apostle Etta Banks. Good morning, Papa. Good morning, Abba Father. Lord, I thank you for this day, for truly it is the day that you have made, and I am rejoicing, and I am so glad in it. God, I thank you for my friends and my relatives that are here with us this morning on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I thank you, Lord God, that you saw fit to allow each and every one of us to wake up, Lord God, with breath in our bodies, oh God, in our right minds, oh Lord God. Father, I thank you that no weapon that was formed against us throughout the night had been able to prosper. Father, I bless you because you are so worthy to be blessed. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us, which is love. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. God, you are all that we need. And I approach you this morning as Abba, Abba, which is Daddy, which is Father, which is Papa. Yes, Lord God, that's how I am approaching you this morning. Lord God, thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for forgiving us of all of our sins, oh God. Thank you for the opportunity to repent and turn away from our sins and come running back to you. Lord, I thank you. There are not enough words, oh God, to express the love that we share with one another and towards you. There's not enough words, oh Lord God. There's not enough languages, oh God, to express our true love for you. So, Father, receive all that we can give this morning. Lord, let every need be met on this line today. You know the health issues that we have. You know the emotional, the mental, the physically, spiritually. God, you know it all. You know it all. So, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us, which is love, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shalom, our peace. God, we call on you. Oh, and there's so many other names that describe the attributes that you have. Oh, Elohim, being God with us, Emmanuel, God with us, Elohim, being God. Oh, Lord God, all the names that we could call you, Lord, be with us this day. Be with us on this day. Meet every single need that we have this morning. Lord God, bless us so that we could be a blessing unto someone else. Enlarge our territory. Enlarge our coast. Father, don't let us be confined to the four walls that we are used to attending on Sunday morning. Don't let us be confined to our houses, O Lord God. Don't let us, O God, be confined in our electronics, Lord God, that we only deal with certain people, Lord God, and such a few people. God, enlarge the territory. Place on our hearts today someone that we can call, someone, excuse me, that we can text, someone, Lord God, that we can send an email to just to bless them today. Let us be an encouragement to one another, Lord God, Father, even as we are on this line encouraging each other. Lord God, we ask you to speak to our hearts this morning as we speak back to you, as we speak to one another here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Dear Father, we love you, honor you, and we bless you, and we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' awesome, magnificent name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, saints, I just wanted to say that I had an awesome, awesome time last week, not just last week, last month, which was Black History Month. Had an awesome time with all of our guests that we had, excuse me, with all the information that was given out last week. Those of you that contacted me after the show and told me how much you enjoyed the show, you enjoyed the information, praise be unto God, praise be unto God. Remember, and I know I don't say this enough, that you can always come to blogtalkradio.com / Apostle Etta Banks, and you can go and you can listen to all of our shows, because they all are archived. Yes, they are recorded so that you can listen again or you can share them with someone else. And we truly do encourage you to share what you hear here with someone else. Now, the statement that I am about to make, only the folks probably that are in my age bracket, excuse me, will appreciate this, but last week, if I'm not mistaken, last week, Cab Calloway's granddaughter called in to the station while we had Mr. Rayner Banks, Ray Banks, from the Negro Baseball League, while we had him and Eleanor on the phone. And so, yes, Cap Calloway's granddaughter, she called in. So, folks, we are so grateful again for all of the input that we had last week from those of you that are constantly here with us weekly. And, you know, we have audience in Australia, in Canada, in Kenya, in Nigeria, in Sweden. We have audience listening from those different countries as well. So know that we are in good hands. And you as a caller, as not just our guests, but you are our family. So together, we're able to meet God every Saturday morning and say good morning to him. Truly, this is the day that he has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I don't know if any of our guest people from last month are listening this morning, but if they are, again, I say thank you for taking the time out of your busy day and sharing with us on the Saturday mornings for Black History Month. Praise be unto God. Amen. Amen. Beloved, was there anything that you wanted to share as we prepare to go into our lesson today?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to share, not sure if Prophetess Kim was on, but just wanted to share her flyer with our callers, mm-hmm. you know, just in case they can make it to her conference. So really quick, I'm trying to find the flyer because, oh, here it is. Okay. Let me see. I don't see her. I don't think I see her number on. So, Prophetess Kim, if you're on the line, please press 1 that we can, so you can share your conference with our callers. Okay, so I don't see her pressing. So I'm gonna go ahead. It's called Diamonds in the Rough Ministries. It's her 4th annual women's conference, Vessels of Honor. It's Saturday, March the 21st, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's located in Echo Creek, Maryland, 16111 Livingston Road, and the zip code is 20607. And the cost is $50, and you would have to go to Diamonds in Rough, RUFF.org, to register for this conference. Apostle shared before that we attended one last year, and it was very powerful. So if you are available on that day, please go ahead and register, sign up, so that you can experience the move of God in your life like we did. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we also, at that conference, we will have the honor of Prophetess Dorn ministering with the Flag Ministry, and such an awesome anointed woman of God and anointed when it comes to ministering with the flags. And so it would be worth the drive out there just to see that. Their praise and worship team is great. I'm telling you, just opens up the portals of heaven for us to be able to enter into his presence and for God to feel so welcome in the atmosphere. So I do encourage you as well, you know, to come on out, and you will enjoy yourself. Excuse me, you will enjoy yourself. Also, I would like to ask for prayer for my sister's in-laws. Her brother-in-law passed on Tuesday, and I will be going to Pennsylvania Monday morning. I was going to go Sunday after church, but I'm going to go instead on Monday morning to attend the services. So please keep the family in prayer. And so this is the second friend of ours, friend and family member of ours, that has passed in 2 weeks' time. So please continue to pray for us as our family prays for you and yours. So God is so, so good. He is so good. And we thank him. We thank him for who and what he is. Amen. So listen, beloved. Listen. We are going to be sharing some information with you. I have so many sites that I look at and that I study from and learn so much from, and I wish I could share every single thing that I learned, that I could share it all with you. Unfortunately, that is not possible. But in our church, in our 9:30 discipleship class, we have been studying professional prophet, prophetic, thank you, Jesus, prophetic intercession. We have been studying that, and that's from God Speak International. And this morning, I mean, we have seen such a difference in our discipleship class by studying prophetic intercession and how God uses us prophetically through our prayer life. And it has changed how we pray and just really has charged the atmosphere with the presence of God. It's been marvelous. And it has set the tone for what's to follow in the 11 o'clock service. And this morning, what I want to share with you from that same website, I want to share with you prophetic evangelism. And this is dealing with getting beyond the four walls mentality. So now you know what the four walls are, right? Okay, well, just in case you didn't know, let me tell you. The four walls are that place that we go, the building that we go to on Sunday mornings if you go to church on Sunday, on Saturday if you go to church on Saturday, those four walls. We go there, we worship the Lord, we see each other, we greet each other in love, we praise God together. We pay our tithes and offerings. We listen to an awesome sermon. We listen to, oh my gosh, anointed praise and worship. We go to the altar for prayer. We say the benediction, and then we are released. And guess what? We don't see each other or say anything else to each other until next Sunday morning. That's the four walls mentality. Not only do we not say anything to each other, but we don't even speak to anyone else about what the Lord has done for us. So this morning, excuse me, we're going to start in on a series about getting beyond the four walls. And in this series, we're going to learn how to take the prophetic anointing to the streets. That's right, to the streets. But understand that you must be filled with God's power and anointing before you can give it away. You can't give away something that you don't have. So we are going to examine how to get filled with God's presence and then take it to the streets. Take it to the streets. And we will start today with developing intimacy with God, developing intimacy with God. And again, here I go back to those of you that are my age and that went to church, and you may have heard the hymn that I'm about to just give you the chorus to. And that chorus is, "And he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known." Now, I want you to listen to that. Let me do that one more time. And just picture you and God, Abba Father. Just picture you and him walking in the garden, talking with one another. So just listen again. "And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known." That's right, none other has ever known. So what I want to do, and what Minister Tabika and I will be doing this morning, is we are going to take each phrase of that, and we're going to break it down, excuse me, break it down and deal with how we are developing intimacy with God. And we'll start with, he walks with me and he talks with me. Beloved, we need to understand that we are his pleasure and his delight. We are his pleasure and his delight. God had us in his heart before the very foundation of this world. He chose us. Remember, we weren't the ones that chose him first. He chose us. And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3, Paul writes, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." That's right, beloved. Before the foundation of the world, we were chosen by God. Why did he do that? Why did he do such an awesome thing in choosing us the way that he did? And it was, he wanted to walk with us and talk with us. You know, he did that with Adam and Eve. And we are his pleasure. We are his delight. And we must walk in that knowledge. We must ponder as we walk uprightly before him and say, I am his pleasure. I am his delight. God loves me. God really cares for me. He chose me. Of all the people in the world, he chose me. And God is so good. He is so good. Revelation 4 and 11 says, Thou art mighty, O Lord. No, I'm sorry, worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Okay, now listen, that's the word of God. That is the word of God. God created all things, and for his pleasure we were created. See yourself in that. Excuse me. See yourself in that. We have been created for his pleasure. We were made for fellowship with God. And we can clearly see that in Genesis, God desired fellowship with man and God. He walked in the cool of the day with Adam. He talked with Adam and Eve. They had a father-son, father-daughter relationship. I'm telling you, it's so powerful to know that he was intimate with them. He was intimate with them. And in all things, understand that the love that he has for us, that he loves to talk about things with us, the things that are going on in our life, talk about our troubles, talk about our concerns, whatever questions we have. Understand that when we ask questions, he has an answer. He has an answer. One man in the Bible asked of Jesus, what must I do to be saved? We know who that was. And Jesus answered him. And then there was a disciple who said, show us the Father. And Jesus answered him. And another one said, when will the end of time come? And Jesus answered him, which shows us that Jesus and his daddy, they have the answer to every single thing that we need to ask of him. He has an answer. So let's be honored and blessed to know that he walks with us and he talks with us. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Go ahead, beloved. You can pick up from there, sweetie.
Amen. All right. So as we commune with him, he reveals our God-given authority. And just as God walked and talked with Adam and Eve, he made known his covenant in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. It says, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So God wants us to know, God wants us as his own to know our God-given authority. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And that's from Luke 10 and 19. And I remember when I first really paid attention to Genesis 1:26-28, and when it said, let us make man in our image. And I remember calling Apostle Banks, and I remember asking her, I said, well, it says, let us make man in our own image. And I asked, who is the us? Like, who was there? Because in my mind, I'm like, it was just, you know, God by himself at that point in Genesis. So, you know, I was a little confused. And that's, you know, that was years ago when I was, you know, a babe trying to understand, you know, what all of that meant. And, you know, she explained that, you know, us was, what did you tell me, Apostle? It was Holy Spirit. And, yeah, and so, and, you know, sometimes I overanalyze stuff. And, yes, in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I overanalyze stuff a lot. And I sometimes drive my own self bonkers overanalyzing stuff. And so, and I'm like, well, how was Holy Spirit, Jesus there when this is the very beginning and, you know, Jesus hadn't died on the cross yet and Holy Spirit came after Jesus died on the cross. So so I'm like, okay. So, you know, and you know, Apostle, that's what I love about her. When it's things that we don't understand and we come to her and she, you know, walks us through it and helps us understand what it is, you know, and even to the point where it's like, even if she has to explain it again, she's not one of those people that's like, I already say that to you, blah, 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 why aren't you getting this? So, you know, I really love the fact that I can go to her even after she's already explained something, that I can go back to her, because for me, when I read the Bible, sometimes I get confused. Because again, I'm trying to sit there and analyze stuff when I should just read the word and then just meditate on it and let it become alive in my spirit. But I guess that's one of my little, what is it? The word weaknesses, but,
no,
Okay.
It's not.
I guess that's just something about me, I'll say. That's just something about me that I do. So once she explained it, I got it, and I'm like, oh, okay. So they were thinking about us even in the very beginning, even in the very beginning. And isn't it awesome that we were created in his image? Even he knew that we weren't going to get things right, that we may possibly embarrass him and, you know, make him look bad. But he didn't care about any of that. He loved us that much that he knew that we were going to mess up, and he still created us in his image. So, like, where we get embarrassed when our children do stuff, you know, some people may even cut their children off because they're not living the way that they think, you know, they wanted them to live. And so they may cut their children off for that reason. You know, and sometimes our kids can embarrass us pretty bad. But we had to love with the love of Christ, just like he loved us enough to create us in his image. Glory be to God. Amen. So the next one is, he revealed his direction for our lives. It's not hard for man or woman to hear God. And so just to hear instructions or directions for our lives, faith is the key that believes that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And that's Hebrews 11:6. And the Lord said in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you will find, knock and it shall be opened to you. We live in a society that denies the very existence of God, and yet as we look into God's word, we see how he had spoken to generation to generation. God said to Noah, build an ark to the saving of your household, build it according to my pattern, and take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And that's Genesis 6:21-22. God saved a whole family and then told them how to be delivered from the destruction. What a protecting God. Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, and the name goes on. The name goes on and on. And we see a holy God speaking to his people, giving explicit directions for their lives. God has not changed. He is the same today and forever. And here it says, let us pray. Father, I am so excited that I am your delight. Thank you for choosing us before the world began. Thank that your desire for fellowship is my desire also. I want to walk and talk with you, Lord, continually. Reveal to me more and more you, your destiny and plans for my life. I choose to follow you, choose to be taught by you. Open my understanding of my God-given authority to have power over all the enemy. May your divine grace continually influence my life. And just as you have spoken clearly to all generations past, speak to me, Father. I want to glorify you in this earthen vessel. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Amen. I do thank the Lord. I do thank him. And again, remember that when I spoke about the words to that hymn, and he walks with me and he talks with me, the next line in that, and he tells me I am his own. So let's look at that. And he tells me I am his own. There is the spirit of adoption. How many times have you cried while you were in prayer? You were groaning out of your belly, and that's the spirit of adoption or intercession, expressing our love towards our Father or interceding. And the word says in Galatians 4:6, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Abba, as you heard when I prayed when we opened the show, means father or daddy. And just like a child to their father or daddy, God takes pleasure in telling us that we are his own. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? God assures us that it is no longer us that lives, but Christ that lives within us. He tells us that we are one in the spirit with Christ, for he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with him. He loves to be glorified in us, for we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in our bodies and our spirit, which are God's. This is his body. His spirit is dwelling within us. We are his, and we abide in him. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. That's Acts 17:28. We will hear from God that we are his own. As abiding as his own, his spirit enables us to commune with him just like Jesus did. So he walks with us and he talks with us and he tells us that we are his own. Let us pray at that point. Father, we thank you for the spirit of your Son in us. We do cry, Abba, Father, We thank you that it is no longer us that lives in this body, but Christ, the anointed one, who lives within us. Father, we thank you also that we are living by the faith of your Son. It is not ours, but his. We are yours. And as we live in you and move in you and have our very being in you, you are being glorified in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Now, let's go back. You know, each phrase, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there. Let's look at that now. He manifests his presence. Oh, what joy we share as we tarry there. Where? In him, in his path of life, thou wilt show the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures evermore. That's Psalms 16 and 11. His indwelling presence. Notice we're saying his indwelling presence. He dwells within us. There are riches and glory of the mystery that has been shared by Paul to the Gentiles, which is Christ in you is the hope of the glory. His divine presence. And before you can enjoy the joy of his presence, we must be awakened to where his presence is. And beloved, where did we just tell you his presence is? His presence is within you. It's within me. Look, you know, if you were in church, I would tell you, look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, his presence is in you. It is in you. Tell them his presence is in me. It's in me. Acts 2, 12 through 13. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying to one another, what meaneth this? Others mocking, saying, these men are full of new wine. God revealed to us that his desire is that we be filled, that we be filled just like drinking wine in excess. I like that. He goes on to point out lies within the description of wine. Why? Excess wine will make you happy, joyful, a little tipsy, and you would tend to do things you normally wouldn't do if you were sober. A boldness rises up within you. Cares that seem to be at times overwhelming disappear. It brings great joy when experiencing his presence. And he also rejoices over us and gets happy. He also sings over us. Can you hear him singing? The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Babies, that's what the word says. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Abba, Father, singing over us, rejoicing because we are here, so that he could just get the pleasure of being with us? Man, what a sight. What a sight. Just imagine that. You know, that God loves to be in our presence so much. He loves to be in our presence so much. Man, we should be grateful that he is in our presence. Amen. Amen. But he loves to be in our presence. And you know, guess how, you know, I just got this picture, and probably the reason I got it in the manner I'm going to give it is because I am a female. But I just had this picture of Daddy coming home from work, and I was on my knees on the couch, peering out the window, looking and waiting for him. You know, I've been telling Mommy all day, I want Daddy, I want to see Daddy. and he pulls up, he parks the car, and he gets out of the car and comes walking to the house, and I'm screaming, "Daddy's home, Daddy's home," and he walks in the door, and I run up to him and jump up in his arms, and he grabs me, he holds me, he picks me up, and he loves on me. And he says, "Hi, baby girl. I've been looking forward to being with you all day." Man, that's the picture we need to get of us being in his presence. Daddy enjoys being with us. He sings over it. He rejoices in our presence and being. And man, look, we should be eager to be with him. It shouldn't be a problem for us to get up, and y'all, I say it shouldn't be, which means for some of us it is, and I'm one of those people, you know, to get up early in the morning and go seeking him. Go, "I want to be with you, Daddy." I confess, I don't want to do it early in the morning, but sometimes that's required of us. But, man, we should be thrilled at the idea of just running to him. "Daddy, I'm here. What are we going to talk about today?" "I am here, Lord God," and it's awesome. It is so awesome. So then, look. Then it says, you know, that as we're doing this, that joy is manifested even in the midst of opposition, as we keep our minds and our hearts stayed on Him. And Isaiah 26:3, it says, "He shall keep us in perfect peace, even in the midst of persecution." We can still experience his joy. Look at Paul and Barnabas. The Jews stirred up persecution against them, and as they went out of that city and shook the dust off their feet against them, the disciples were filled with joy and with the Spirit. Also, the word says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas sang praises unto God. Where did they do this? They did this in prison. And everyone's bands were loose. This is some supernatural praise in such adversity. They were bound, yet their joyful praise released them, set them free, and everyone else that was in the prison with them. Praise be unto God. Babies, I'm telling you, learn how to rejoice. Oh, my God, to rejoice in his presence in the midst of all opposition. I'm not going to tell you, you're not going to cry. Cry, get it out. But then do like David does, and he turns around and he tells him, "God, but I love you. God, I honor you. I praise you." Do that even in the midst of your calamity, in the midst of opposition. And then as we tarry there, we are tarrying in him continually. To tarry there is to abide in him. The word says, "Abide in me and I in you." Jesus prayed, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." God sent his son Jesus to pay the price of redemption for mankind, and whosoever believes on Jesus would receive his spirit inside their mortal bodies, and then God would reveal his spirit, or the spirit of his son, through them. Beloved, God loves us. He dwells within us, and I'm telling you, that is such an honor to know. Psalms 91 says, "He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Under his wings, under his feathers," what a secure place for us to be. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Ephesians 4:5-6. Do you think Father is? Do you think Father is a little Southern "you all"? No, he's not a little seven, you all. He is all. Amen. He is all. He is all in all, and he's in us. So let us pray about this portion. And then, Tabika, you can pick up at the next slide. So let us pray. Father, thank you for your presence abiding in my mortal body. I thank you, Lord God, for making, and I'm putting this in plural, for making our bodies your habitation. We yield our members unto you. Be Lord of our bodies and our minds. Reveal your Son in us. I pray, or we pray, that we may preach Jesus throughout the world. Father, fill us again with your wine of your presence, your joy, your to overflowing. Lord, will you fill us again just like you filled your disciples then? Get us drunk as we pray. And as your joy fills us up, thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength to overcome all opposition. Glory to your name, Jesus. May we always walk in the conscience of abiding under the shadow of you, your wings and your feathers. You are our refuge, our fortress. My God, in you will we trust. We love you, Father God. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. So first I just want to that example that you gave with the Father and holding, we looking out the window and waiting for him to come in, and when he comes in, we run into his arms and grabs us up and just hugs on us and loves on us. You know, we can get that same thing from our Father. And even though we may not be able to do that physically, spiritually, able to do just that, you know, if we would just sit still long enough, you know, you could use that same example that Apostle used. You can picture that and then just picture, you know, Christ just with his arms open, and spiritually you're running into his arms and let him hold on you and hold you tight and just rest there. Sometimes we don't stop long enough to rest in his arms, and we so need that. We so need that. All right.
Amen.
So the next portion is, none other has ever known. We are not another. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. And that's from Isaiah 42:8. I asked the Lord, in John 17, you said you gave us your glory, but here you are saying you will not give your glory to another. So what does that mean? And glory to your name forever and ever. Thank you, Father. So he told this the person who wrote this article is saying that he told me so clearly, you are not another. And our Father has imparted his glory to us. In John 17:22-23, he says, and the glory thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. God calls us as a chosen generation. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. We have been given his spirit, his glory, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. And that's 1 Corinthians 2:12. The others are the fools who have said in their hearts, there is no God. Psalm 14:1. It is a shame that if remaining as a fool, that they will never experience God's glory. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And that's John 17:3. And so as we see, and if we could just grasp that part in 1 Peter 2:9, where the word says that we are a chosen generation, we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Like, we're chosen. And a lot of us don't live our lives like we know that we are chosen. Yes, we've gone through some things. We've been beat up. We've been hurt. We've been persecuted. We've been lied on. Somebody has stolen from us. You know, some of us have experienced bad things, like one after another and after another. And most of us are tired, and we just want the peace of a day with not having to go through something. But glory be to God, because that is where the glory should go. And when we face these trials and tribulations, not to give in to the enemy, not to even give him any power, you know, over the situation that you're going through. And even, you know, if you're going through it, it's always good to give God the glory. You know, ask God, okay, I'm going through this. I need to know from you how to conquer it and get over it. And he will give us the direction, the blueprint, you know, whatever it is that we need to get through it. But we don't want to give, you know, the enemy any accolades. You know, we don't want to even sit there and have conversation with him, you know, when we're going through some things. We acknowledge the Father, because that the Father is the one that is going to give us what we need to get through this thing, to conquer the enemy. And we can't do that on our own. And so, you know, we have to learn how to be in the Father's presence, you know, at all times, even when we don't feel like it. Even when, you know, we've had a rough day and we just want to go crawl up in the bed, we still have to learn to be in his presence, because that's where our strength comes from. When we've been beaten up and gone through some things and just weary and want to give up, we have to be in his strength, because in his strength, is in his presence is where we get refueled, refilled, refreshed, renewed, restored, all of those things. So let us pray. Thank you. I am not another, but you have given your glory to us. May we never take you for granted. We stand in awe of your marvelous works. Thank you that we are one. You are living in us, and we are abiding in you. It is your desire that we be made perfect in one, that the world may see your Son in us, to know that you have sent us just as you have sent your Son, and that you have loved us as much as you have loved your Son. Help us to show forth your praises, to walk in your marvelous light. Yes, Father, also to understand all things that you have already freely given. May we walk in a consciousness of being a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we will continually show forth praises of you. May your eternal life continually spring up a well within our soul and spirit as we behold your glory and seek to know thee and Jesus Christ. Bless your wonderful name, Jesus. As for us, we will behold thy face in righteousness. We shall be satisfied when we awake with thy likeness. Psalm 17 and 15. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So, beloved, this teaching today was to help us develop intimacy with God. Developing intimacy with God. And I will be sharing on this tomorrow morning at New Vision. And we will be doing two or three more weeks in dealing with getting beyond the four walls mentality. We will be doing that. And I thank you for being with us as we have done this. Now, just let me check one thing here. I don't know if Songbird is still on the line. Songbird Crawford, bless the Lord. Darling, if you are on the line, and so let me tell you what I want prior to you answering, okay? I just wanted to know if you could do that chorus for us. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his uncle. The joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. If you were there, could you press one on your keypad and sing that chorus for us? If not, because I know, you know, she has been ill. God is recovering her. So if she's not able to do it, y'all, I would admonish you, I would beseech you, go to YouTube, look the song up, and listen to the words of the song, and get that place of you walking in the garden with Christ Jesus, you walking with him, because this is the pleasure and the joy that we have in him. All righty. Okay, I don't see where she's pressing one on her keypad. I don't see that. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and close for the day. I do thank you all for being here with us. I do thank you so very, very much. Don't forget, on the 21st, I believe, of this month is Prophetess Kim's Women's Conference, and Prophetess Dorn will be ministering with the Flag Ministry there. We are looking forward to a very anointed time in the Lord. So always, beloved, be blessed. Be blessed. Have an awesome, awesome day. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.